Mr. Beast is the biggest YouTuber currently on this platform, with over 300 million subscribers and an average view count of 100 to 200 million viewers per episode. Jimmy is by far the most influential man on YouTube. No one in YouTube history before has been able to achieve what Mr. Beast has done. By now, most of you know Mr. Beast or Jimmy's content to be child-friendly. Most of the fans of Mr. Beast's channels are young kids and teens, which is a massive problem after what was just exposed about Mr. Beast's co-host, Ava Chris Tyson, who was caught using Mr. Beast's influence over the kids for nefarious reasons. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about Mr. Beast and his co-host, Ava Chris Tyson. Let's get right into it. Mr. Beast is considered the golden child of YouTube. With over 300 million subscribers and over 2.2 billion views monthly, you can see why. Not only does his content keep millions watching, but it also makes the platform boatloads of money. The last 5 years have been looking amazing for Mr. Beast, as his subscribers only keep on climbing and his videos keep on getting more and more views. It appeared like nothing would ever knock Mr. Beast out of his top spot. Well, that wasn't until his co-host was exposed for some disturbing allegations. Millions of parents allow their child to watch Mr. Beast, as like I said before, his content is rather PG. Parents trust Mr. Beast to provide safe content for their child to watch. Sadly, these parents didn't realize that by letting their child watch Mr. Beast, they were potentially putting them in dangerous situations. A couple of days ago, the internet exploded after Mr. Beast's co-host, Ava Chris Tyson, was exposed as a groomer. Apparently, he was having very inappropriate conversations with some of the young fans of Mr. Beast's channel. Ava, who has been close friends with Mr. Beast for many years, has been on the show since the beginning. When Ava first appeared on Mr. Beast, he was known by just Chris Tyson, who seemed brand friendly for the kids, as he even had a wife and child of his own. Not that long ago, all of this changed when suddenly Chris decided to transition into a trans woman, going by the new name of Ava Tyson. Ava decided to split from their wife and start a new life. This was met by a lot of scrutiny, as Chris, who is now known as Ava, was transitioning publicly for all of Mr. Beast's young fans to watch, something that many parents felt was inappropriate for their children to be invested in. Chris started showing up on Mr. Beast as Ava, and for many of the young kids watching, it was confusing. Some parents believe that young children don't need to be aware of others' sexual preferences. They are expecting clean, simple, fun content for kids, not the story of a man transitioning, which I can't deny I agree with. While Mr. Beast came under scrutiny for this, he will double down on keeping Ava on the show, even sticking up for Ava, calling out those who didn't approve of having Ava on the show. It all eventually passed over, and people had no choice but to accept Ava on Mr. Beast. Something that Mr. Beast was adamant about supporting would end up coming back to haunt him, as now the person that he protected and called his closest friend has been exposed for grooming the young fans that consume Mr. Beast's very content. A couple of weeks ago, some YouTubers discovered that Ava Tyson was having inappropriate conversations with some of Mr. Beast's fans online. Ava was exposed for having a Discord server where they would groom these young fans that were introduced to Ava while watching Mr. Beast. Some of the things that he was accused of was sharing adult anime videos with these young fans. One man who claims to have worked with Ava since he was 15 claims that he was a victim of Ava's grooming, alleging that he would deal with Ava calling him daddy and sending him adult content.
Chris Tyson from Mr. Beast used me, manipulated me, and did very inappropriate things with me while I was about 15 years old. I was actually friends with Lava GS at the time, who is the main victim of Chris that everyone has been talking about these last few days, who claims he isn't a victim. But we all know he is, and we all know he probably got paid off. Not only that, but he's also under an NDA from when he worked for Mr. Beast Gaming for 2 years, and he tried to get me to join Mr. Beast Gaming himself, Lava. He's the one who actually sent me the contract and tried to get me to sign the NDA, at which point I ended our friendship because I knew they were just trying to silence me. Me and him were both initially involved in running Chris's Discord server, helping him set up his Twitch streams and moderating them, technical back-end things that he needed help with. This Discord server that we were a part of had about 10 people in it, most of whom were minors. I'm not sure how they got in there. Other than me and Lava, he won a giveaway and Chris invited him after that. And Chris invited me after I saw one of his tweets asking for help setting up a Garry's Mod server for the 10 million subscriber Mr. Beast video. This turned into us having lots of private conversations with Chris and playing video games with him for hours on end. Not only did we do a lot of unpaid work for him that he promised he would pay us for, he would also frequently bring up sex topics that was definitely not appropriate to bring up around 15, 16 year olds, especially with him being like, I don't know, 20, 21 years old. He would even go as far as linking me several different videos throughout the time of me talking with him. Not only that, but he had an NSFW bot in his Discord server before he made it public. So when it was just a private server, his little circle of miners, and he would use this NSFW bot to spam different coin images, alongside all these 15-year-olds. He would also frequently call me dad and daddy, as well as the others, which I guess we all kind of just took as a joke at the time. You have to think this is someone who we looked up to at the time, we idolized, we thought was the coolest person in the world, so they couldn't really do any wrong in our eyes. But looking back, I was definitely uncomfortable at being called daddy by a 20-year-old, and it, even just thinking about it now, it's just uncomfortable. This server later went public and became his official Discord server, but before it did, he had me and Lava spend multiple days scrubbing this Discord server clean of all of the N-words he had sent in it, as well as his friends, as well as deleting the NSFW channels and making sure no one could see that he was spamming. This story is so much bigger and runs so much deeper than any of you really realize, so if you want to hear more, tune to yesterday's video of me talking about Ava Chris Tyson and what they did to me when I was 15 years old. This video has all the proof in it, all the receipts, and all the screenshots, thanks to an old friend of mine who was a moderator in Chris's Discord server at the time, Cookie. Now, Cookie actually went ahead and downloaded logs of all the individual channels on Chris's server before it went public, knowing that this was kind of being covered up, and he kept the logs of it for himself. He actually reached out to me here on Twitter, and I'm going to provide a lot of the screenshots backing up the claims that I made that Lava refuted. For example, I made a claim that there was an NSFW channel in the server where Chris would spam corn. Here you can see Chris talking about locking down the NSFW channel to True Gods and Anointed Only. By the way, this is in 2019, I was a true god and I was a miner. Not only that, but you can see me right below it, Nathan.RTX, saying this is a bad idea. So even I knew as a kid that this was a really bad idea. Here is Lava himself talking about starting the commencement of cleaning the server, word for word. I said he was talking about scrubbing the server. He says that never happened. Here you can see him talking about it, as well as me and Cookie himself talking about it. I just want to make this video real quick, disproving some of the claims that Lava refuted and showing that they actually are true, but I actually have thousands of Discord messages to go through in these logs that I was just provided by Cookie. Shout out to him for giving me them, and I'm going to be going through them and posting an update video with some more.
As you heard for yourself, this man called out Ava and their accomplices who helped cover all of this up, accusing Ava of being a PDF file who really shouldn't be on a platform that's so heavily watched by kids. Honestly, in my opinion, if all of this is true, the perfect place for Ava would be in a prison cell if you ask me. After feeling the online pressure, Ava left Mr. Beast's channel and also issued an unsincere apology where Ava avoids taking accountability for what they did, denying the grooming allegations altogether. Writing on Twitter, I humbly apologize to anyone I have hurt with my unacceptable social media posts, past actions, and to those who may feel betrayed by how I used to act online. This is the same generic PR response they use every time these monsters get caught. He took no real accountability, and this was no actual apology. It's because they are not sorry whatsoever. Ava knew exactly what they were doing and chose to do it anyway. In my opinion, Ava's a sicko who needs to be locked away before any kids get hurt. Ever since the news hit the media, Mr. Beast has been feeling the pressure to give his response to the allegations. Was Mr. Beast going to stick up for his close friend once again? Or was he going to denounce him to the world? This time, Mr. Beast chose to save his career, choosing to respond to the accusations by kicking Ava off his shows and giving this response on social media. Over the last few days, I've become aware of the serious allegations of Ava Tyson's behavior online. I am disgusted and opposed to such unacceptable acts. During that time, I have been focused on hiring an independent third party to conduct a thorough investigation. That said, I've seen enough online and taken immediate action to remove Ava from the company, my channel, and any associations with Mr. Beast. I do not condone or support any of the inappropriate actions. I will allow the independent investigator the necessary time to conduct a comprehensive investigation and will take any further actions based on their findings. Once again, this was another generic PR response, and it doesn't seem sincere at all. But one thing's for sure, this was the complete opposite reaction from the last controversy with Ava. Now Mr. Beast seems to have turned on the friend he once claimed to know so well. Since Mr. Beast knew Ava so well, the question I instantly had was if Mr. Beast knew about Ava's inappropriate behavior beforehand. Mr. Beast admitted to being close friends with Ava for many, many years, so I wouldn't at all be surprised if he knew all about this beforehand and chose to keep quiet about it. Honestly, I think Ava's involvement in the show transitioning like they did was planned and designed by whoever's controlling Mr. Beast's show now. Mr. Beast is the biggest channel on YouTube. He has transcended from YouTube to mainstream. There's literally hundreds of millions of people watching him daily. We know that when people have that level of influence, they eventually get approached by the elite who run things behind the scenes and buy them out. Those elites saw Mr. Beast as the channel with the perfect innocent public image to use to push their agendas. When Ava transitioned, while it might have not been supported by all fans, big corporations loved it. It aligned with the agenda corporate America is pushing. Since they have been aggressively pushing what I call the Lil Nas X agenda, I wasn't surprised that the biggest channel on YouTube was pushing this agenda to millions of young subscribers. Since Ava transitioned, Mr. Beast only got bigger and only made more money. It's just like Skechers situation. They blew him up after doing that OF content and then exposed to the world who he really was, just to expose his actions to millions of children that were watching him. They are after our children's innocence and minds, and we are seeing all these examples of it. They are so desperately trying to corrupt the children in order to create their godless world. What Ava was caught doing isn't out of the ordinary for Hollywood, as Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, and even Disney has all hired PDF files to work for the company. Men who were caught doing evil, evil things to these young stars. We all just heard of the Drake Bell situation where Nick was exposed for hiring a PDF file who did things to him. One thing I must say is that Jimmy's channel always stuck out to me. I know for a fact he's getting special treatment from YouTube as he's the biggest on the platform. The fact that he just so happens to call himself Mr. Beast and then ends up on top of YouTube is rather suspicious to me. We know what the Beast represents, Lucifer. Honestly, I won't be surprised if in the future, Mr. Beast himself is accused of something similar. We all know birds of a feather flock together, and that just might be the case for Mr. Beast and Ava. We all know Mr. Beast will most likely get over this untouched, acting as he had no clue of Ava's actions, as they won't let the biggest channel go down for this. But in my opinion, Jimmy is just as responsible for Ava's actions. He let this person on the platform and gave them access to all these young fans. He even defended him when people were calling him out for transitioning in front of all these child fans. Thankfully, this has been the year of exposure, and all of these sick individuals are being exposed one by one. Well, I'm gonna end this one here, but before you guys go, make sure to like, comment, and share this video so others may see the truth. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.